Let's do this. That make me crazy right now. Our number is 800-KID-LIVE, K-I-D-D-L-I-V.
Numerically, that would be 800-543-3548.
Or you can spell it out, 800-5-GEEK-IT. It. Geek
and this
it.
Is the original, the innovator, the very first one, stolen by radio shows across the country who are receiving cease and desist orders as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
It's Does That Make Me Crazy with Kid Craddock in the morning.
We mean business.
Dear Kid, I used to tweet myself in a notepad. Does that make me crazy? Yeah. Yeah, it does. That's not tweeting. You're just writing stuff down.
Yeah, that's weird.
Dear Kid, I just used keratin-infused conditioner on my dog. Am I a good mom, or does that make me crazy?
No, not crazy.
It's silky. Kind of expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Dear Kid, I want my boyfriend to quit his job because I love him so much I never want him to leave the house. Does that make me crazy?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Very.
Yeah.
We say yes on that one?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'm very clingy.
Let's go to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. You're with Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hey, when I wake up in the middle of the night, if I feel any bit of leg stubble, I have to shave my legs. It doesn't matter what time of the night it is or what time of the morning.
Wow.
Okay. So it could be 3 a.m. and you reach down and you touch your leg and you feel a little hair and you're like, okay, I must get up right now and shave my legs.
Immediately. It happens. Sometimes it happens 3 times a week. Sometimes I shave up to 3 times a day. I can't stand leg stubble. Does that make me crazy?
You're a perfect cuddle partner.
But every time you get chills, you have it.
What?
Every time you get like a chill in the night and you get goosebumps, you're going to have it.
I don't care. I can't stand it.
Wow.
Wow.
Shaving her legs 3 times in 1 day.
How many times does a normal chick shave her legs?
About Kelly, once a month.
Kelly's gone 3 times. Kelly's gone 3 times in a year.
Yeah.
That's
oh, man. That would make me crazy.
Yeah, right? Thank you for the call.
Probably like 3 times a week
yes.
is normal.
Yeah, Al you are
admitted,
crazy.
Al has admitted, Jenna, prior to your arrival, he likes a hairy-legged woman, but not just a hairy-legged woman. A hairy-legged woman wearing pantyhose.
Yeah.
So the hair sticks through.
No, so you can see the hair lying flat against her leg.
There was this one chick that I was growing up with.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Is that the grossest thing?
And it looked good on her. So I don't know if it was her skin color, cover hair. I don't know.
But it must have been awkward at your high school talent show, you know, when the football players get up and dress like girls and put on the pantyhose.
Yeah, you got turned on.
Too much.
That must have been hot for you.
No.
Yeah.
You really like that look, huh?
On this one girl that I've seen it on Marion, I loved it on her. Tell me.
Now, white girls don't do that. White girls don't go days and days and days like that and then go out and be like, rock it. You know, look at me rocking my hairy legs.
There's some crunchy granola women you can find up at the
That's true.
Whole Foods.
That's
that
true,
might,
yeah. If you go to the vitamin store, you might see her, yeah.
Yeah, you'll see some armpit hair over there.
Melissa, you're on Does That Make Me Crazy? Hi.
When I'm in the car by myself and it's hot outside, I won't turn on the air conditioner. Because I think that it might help me get a tan. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, it does. Well, because you need
That's
sun
funny.
For that.
You're going to get a tan in your car.
From the heat.
I know it won't, but I feel like the heat will help.
Yeah.
I understand.
That's an awesome idea for an invention, though.
It's like a sauna, though. You know, sweat a little bit.
Hey, as long as it makes sense to you.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Melanie.
Hey. Whenever I see someone who I think might smell strange or smell gross, I hold my breath. So when I walk through Walmart, I hold my breath, like, most of the time.
Oh, my God. That's not nice.
Oh.
You know what? You're profiling.
I have a weird thing about smell.
Yeah. You're profiling. You're saying just because somebody's at Walmart, they're going to smell bad. That's not nice.
No. It's just from experience.
And here's the thing. She's going to end up holding her breath too long, pass out, and then sue Walmart.
Yeah, right. Brilliant.
Melody.
Hello, Britt.
Hey, when I hear somebody in my house, I act like a ninja. Does that make me crazy?
When he hears a noise in his house, he acts like a ninja. Tell me, does this ninja yell things?
No, I just sneak around, tiptoeing and all.
You'll sneak up on the intruder and use your ninja skills?
Is there a soundtrack in your head when you're sneaking around? Like, is it like, I must find the intruder?
Are you agile like a ninja?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, you better have some ninja skills if you accidentally pass somebody. Those kids were fast as lightning. Ha! In fact, it was a little bit frightening. That just reminds me. Ha! That song reminds me of my husband.
Ex-husband.
My ex-husband. And I remember one night we had a cat and he set off the window alarm or something. And Freddie jumps up out of bed. Dead, you know, we were dead asleep. He jumps up in that. Ha!
No. He got it to the position.
He was ready.
That's amazing.
I was dying. It was the funniest thing.
I wouldn't want to be an intruder with Freddy, though.
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard that
story. He jumped up out of bed, fighting stance. He was ready.
Kelly's ex-husband, martial arts champion, like international martial arts champion.
Yeah. Six-degree black belt.
He would be the unluckiest intruder
ever.
Yeah.
Of all that, you could break into either on either side, and you would have people, old people, that is like, okay, take whatever you want. But no, you had to break in that middle house. You get Freddy kicking your butt for like an hour and a half.
So round funny. Kick to the face.
Kelly's like.
No, it would take him one kick.
You might call police. Freddy.
No, wait a minute. Hang on.
We'll handle this internally.
Give me another half hour with this guy. Oh, what a nightmare that would be.
Oh, man. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I slept very well.
I bet. Yeah.
All right, on the phone right now is Heather for that. Does that make me crazy? Hi, Heather.
Hi. Anytime I see a satiny looking fabric, I have this uncontrollable urge to rub on it.
Yeah,
that
you got
crazy.
No, that's just called rubbing the satin, baby.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Code.
Is that what you call it?
Come on and rub that satin.
Yeah.
You know you like rubbing that satin.
Right?
Right?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
So, how are you?
Hello.
Where are you calling from? Hi there, Olga. Hello. Yes. Hi.
She's confused.
I don't think she's understanding.
Hi, Heather.
No.
Hi,
I'm
Heather.
Having a hard time hearing you.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I have a blanket on my bed, and it makes me almost late for work.
Yeah.
Because I'm rubbing on that satin.
Oh, yeah.
Rub that
satin. I
can
see something on the rack.
Late for work.
In a store, and I want to rub it.
Sorry, boss. Wow. I was rubbing my bedspread.
Dang. Rubbing with my face, my hands.
The other lady,
I see something, my fingers just start
You are
working.
A sensuous person. I like that a lot.
I want to take you out.
I like that a lot.
I'll show this satin you know. Pants.
Hey, guys, would you agree?
I just can't help it. My,
I know,
my family
I know.
Makes fun of me.
Oh, my
you,
God.
No, you rock that satin touching. Hey, guys, on the show,
what?
Agree or disagree?
What?
There are girls that are super hot,
yeah.
But they're not sexual, sensual
right.
like that.
Right. No, this one?
But you take an average girl and have her, like, crawling around the bedspread, smelling it,
uh-huh.
feeling it.
Yeah, but then you see her at the store humping a button-up T-shirt.
Yeah.
A silk robe.
Yeah, for your anniversary.
I got it.
For your anniversary, you take her to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, man.
Dang, girl.
Oh, that was funny.
You fly that freak
late.
Flag.
Work.
You've actually been late for work because you're too busy touching the satin on your bedspread.
I can't help it.
No, you can't.
Oh, welcome God. To the Hall of Fame.
Oh, man.
Please go out with Al, and Al, I dare you to wear satin pants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what? You put that in your profile on Match.com, you'll break all records for dates.
Oh, my God. I had to wear a satin dress for my sister's wedding.
How'd you get through it?
I can't tell you how many looks I got.
Because you just rub it yourself.
Yeah. Just rub it myself. In, rub it in. Remember that? Put it on my back, on my sacroiliac.
All right.
Oh, wow.
You're the best call of the day, Heather.
Yeah,
have a good one.
Yeah, you
That's
are.
Great.
I'll
yeah,
get off at 10.
I haven't heard that in a long time. You made me think of that song again.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Whenever I go to a public restroom or even use the bathroom at my house, I know there's a camera somewhere.
Yeah.
I always mouth a swear word or flip the camera where I think it would be in the drain or the vent off.
Okay.
So I know they know
hold
I'm
on. Oh, so you flip off where you think there might be a camera. You flip
yeah,
it off,
vent,
but hey, might
vent,
be a camera down there. That's really strange.
Yeah.
I'd be terrified of you when I'm washing my hands and you're just
flipping things off.
The right. air.
I could just. I wish there was a camera so we could see you doing that.
I'm always in the stall, so nobody sees me.
Yeah. Man.
Oh, no, the camera sees you.
Yeah.
The camera definitely sees you.
Just know that maybe not this generation, but our kids, there will be a camera. There'll be a camera everywhere.
Oh, no.
I mean, I think people will have cameras on them. Like, we'll have no choice in it. Everybody will just have a camera on.
Yeah, have a
and be like,
with
hey,
a
he was next to Al. Turn on Al's camera.
Boom.
Let's see what he was doing.
Yeah.
That's sometimes the only reason that I'll, like, wash my hands.
Uh-huh.
Because I think someone's watching. They're going to judge me if I don't wash my hands.
Like, maybe you're on a TV show called These People Didn't Wash Their Hands?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Thanks, Sherry. It's Does That Make Me Crazy with Kid Craddock in the Morning. Say hi to Brandon.
What's up, Brandon?
Kid,
yeah.
I have this uncontrollable urge to eat bacon, and I'm trying to get a handle on it, but before I knew it, I ended up with a 30-pound pig in my back. That makes you crazy?
No.
Not if you're Big Al, it doesn't.
Nope.
Yeah, man.
He's on your side.
You are a stud pig.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man.
Does that make me crazy with Kid Craddock in the morning? Hello?
Hi,
when who's
I get
this?
I'm nervous. I clip my toenails so they bleed. Does that make me crazy?
Oh,
all right. That's Anisha.
It's like Black Swan.
When she gets nervous, she clips her toenails till they bleed.
Oh,
yeah, I'm going to go crazy on that.
Oh, that hurts me. How do you walk around in shoes after that?
We lost her. Here's Susan. Hi, Susan.
You don't see back in the screen. You don't put legitimate crazy on.
Yeah, we don't want legitimate crazy.
No.
Susan.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey.
All righty. I carry a fork in my purse in the event that if I get mugged, I'll have a weapon. Does that make me crazy?
A fork?
Mace, fork.
They have knives and stuff also. Yeah.
Are you afraid you're going to get attacked by a salad?
Never know.
All right. Is it a salad fork or a full-size fork?
It's a full-size fork.
Wow. You go, girl.
You should get a spork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a pocket knife would work well, and that's multi-use.
Yeah, but you forget about it, and now you're in trouble at the airport.
Yeah.
You don't get in trouble with the fork, I found.
I don't know if you could pass a fork through there.
Save that. Oh, does that make me crazy? Kid Craddock in the morning. Hi, Leo.
Hi. Does it make me crazy that since I found out I was pregnant, I forbid my husband from working out?
Wow.
You don't want him to look better than you?
Yes, because he always brags about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just gaining weight, and he's just sitting there getting all sexified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the point? Why does he have to look good right now? So he can.
I don't know. He won't stay.
I'll tell you why.
He wants to feel better about himself.
No, it's so he can leave you while you're pregnant.
No.
That's why he's doing this.
Oh, thank you.
So you are absolutely right. You need to fatten him up.
I do. That's what I tell him, but then he says I'm being selfish.
Not at all.
Oh,
not at all.
He's the one being selfish.
Thank you for the call. Here's Nathaniel wrapping up. Does that make me crazy? With Kid Craddock in the morning. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey. Yeah, I feel like I'm in a coma sometimes, and I feel like my whole life is a dream.
Yeah.
Well,
like we're living. Does that make me crazy?
Not at all. Like you're like Avatar. You're like the guy that's in that containment tube, and the whole life is going on outside, but it's actually just in your head. Right? Like source code. Like source code.
Mm.
Yeah.
So do you do weird things when you think you're dreaming?
You do hood rat things?
Yeah.
You go smoke the cigarettes?
All right, there's a P1.
Oh, man.
Right on. Thank you, Nathaniel. Thank you, Nathaniel. All right, last one. I'm going to do
the
one
really
more.
Really last one.
Let me have Elizabeth now. Elizabeth, hi.
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 I always wonder if the school where I work at will shut down if I die. Does that make me crazy?
Will they close in the day you die?
No. Yes. You're such a valuable employee.
Life goes on, unfortunately.
I don't know. I always
ladies and gentlemen, children, school is canceled today because Elizabeth died.
Yes.
Yeah.
That will be perfect.
No.
No.
That will be perfect.
You know what? We're going to keep track of that, and we're going to make sure that happens for you.
Okay.
Because we're really not going to do anything, but you won't know it.
Be listening tomorrow, okay?
At least you think we will.
Yeah, we got your back.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Thank you for calling, Elizabeth. Hey, if you didn't get on that makes does that make me crazy? All you got to do is tweet yours to @KidNation. Or post it on my Facebook, kidfacebook.com. KIDD facebook.com.
Oh, thank y'all for calling. I have laughed today.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.